Earlier this week, we invited you to take part in a special contest. We had challenged three members of our Planet Money team to report a story in 1 hour. We sent them to a conference in New York, a conference of the International Council of Shopping Centers, and we gave you a chance to listen to all three stories at npr.org and then vote for the best. The exciting prize, the winner's piece, will now air on our program. And so the people have spoken. The winner, by a healthy margin, is Alex Bloomberg. In his story, he reveals the secrets to the success of the burger chain Five Guys, despite the recession.
It's not hard to find evidence that the economy is an issue at this conference. In fact, you can tell before you even get inside the conference itself. Here, at the bar in the lobby of the Hilton, outside of where the booths are all set up. Here in the bar, attendees huddle in groups, drinks in hand, convention badges dangling from suit lapels. Well, from some suit lapels. Just not the lapels of a guy named Keith Mecca.
In the down economy, I didn't feel like paying the entrance fee, so I came up here as like a lone wolf, and I just conducted myself out of this in the Starbucks.
So you never went upstairs? You've just been here the entire time?
No, I made it to Starbucks in here. It's a bad economy. They should charge less. I would have paid them maybe $200, but not $5.
Mecca explains how it works here. All the people clustered around us, they fall into one of three categories. Owners, tenants, or brokers. The owners, they own the malls and shopping centers. Tenants, they occupy them. They range from big names like JCPenney or Best Buy to small gift shops or food stands. And the brokers, they bring the owners and tenants together. And I talked to another broker, a woman named Mary Mowbray, and she said this event can be a launching pad for tenants. For example, one of her clients, a restaurant chain named Five Guys Burgers, which is trying to expand into the Canadian market.
They're a company that's gone from about, you know, I think it was 8 locations in 2004 to over 500 by the end of this year. So they have a lot to offer, but they need to make sure landlords understand that. So they're on a real mission to be recognized.
It turns out, when it comes to getting recognized, Five Guys, they might be the best in the business.
Where'd you get that burger?
Five Guys brought it.
Five Guys brought it?
Yeah.
We're on a different level of the trade show now, on Concourse E, in front of the booth of a Canadian real estate developer who is munching on a special delivery from Five Guys Burgers. The guy who brought him the burger, we'll get to his name in a minute, this is not the first delivery he's made today.
Three different companies I've entertained with hamburgers today because they've never had them. And the greatest thing, and you missed it, is to watch them take their first bite. You miss the eyes. You miss them go, wow, that's the bomb. That's what I want. That's a hamburger.
The hamburgers are just one part of his multi-pronged campaign for recognition. There's also a clothing component. He's wearing a Christmas red mohair sports jacket, red suspenders, and a bright red tie. And then there's the name. When he hands you his business card, it's like if Prince or Madonna or Sting were to hand you their business cards. There's just one name on it, and that name is McGuire. And like any good salesman, McGuire knows the value of maintaining a certain mystique.
Everybody gets a moniker as they grow up in life, and mine just happened to be McGuire.
Uh-huh. And what's it short for?
McGuire.
I just want to know what the original name was.
McGuire. My wife calls me McGuire.
You had no other, your old name is forgotten, never to be recovered?
You can walk up and down this thing and ask anybody who the guy in the red jacket is, or do you know anybody with one name, and I guarantee you it'll be me.
This is true, by the way. When fate hands you a red-jacketed, one-named burger salesman in the middle of a reporting competition, you follow him around. And wherever we went, people would just shout out.
McGuire! See? What's my name?
McGuire!
At one point, as we swept through one of the convention halls, I heard a man mutter to his friend, "Hey, look, it's the Five Guys guy." I stopped to chat with him. His name is Andrew Oberman, and he's a broker.
What do you know about that guy?
McGuire? Is that his name? Yeah. Is McGuire? That's all I know. His first and last name is McGuire.
And how do you know him? Is he just from everybody knows him here? Is that how?
I've known him from past real estate conferences.
He's always here?
Yeah, he's a character. Yeah.
Has he ever tried to approach you about any about like?
No,
are you in
no,
that,
no,
that
no,
part
no,
of the business?
No, they. Everybody tries to approach him. He's a tenant.
Everybody's recruiting him, basically.
In these times, for sure.
And this might be the greatest secret for McGuire's popularity around here. It is not a great time to be a mall owner right now. We're coming off one of the biggest binges in commercial real estate development our nation has ever known. Mall vacancy rates are at all-time highs, and every month this past year, new names have been added to the pantheon of failed retailers. Circuit City, Filene's Basement, Old Country Buffet. So a guy like McGuire, with a business that's expanding for God's sake, he's a pretty rare commodity in this place. And when you throw in his flair for drama, he's hard to resist. I talked to Tony Grossi, the chief operating officer of Macerich Properties, a large retail property owner. We stood in a conference room where small groups of Macerich employees gathered around tables with brokers and tenants, blueprints laid out in front of them, hammering out deals. Rents, locations, lease details. It was an intense scene, and it was into this scene that several hours earlier, McGuire had burst, like a genie from a bottle, sacks of burgers in each hand. Grossi was there.
Well, this fellow with the red jacket, who I don't know, came in here bursting, yelling that burger's in the house. And Five Guy McGuire, that's his name.
You know, in terms of like the economics of this whole thing, does something like this, is it actually going to make a difference?
I think so.
No,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty much a splash when you come in here with a bag full of burgers that everybody loves.
But will that actually make a difference? When, like, I see blueprints out, I see like people like, you know, hunched
yeah,
over.
No, if you look carefully, there's probably some blueprints with oil on them and, you know, like they use them as napkins.
And almost as if on cue, Greg Cochran, a Macerich VP, walks in, spots McGuire, and shouts out some news.
Hey, we just made a Five Guys deal at Scottsdale Fashion Square in Phoenix.
With that, Cochran and McGuire do a little high five. One more deal done, one more burger joint in McGuire's ever-expanding Five Guys empire. And one small reason the mall owners in this conference room can breathe a little easier at night.
That's Alex Blumberg of NPR's Planet Money. His story won what we're calling the Iron Reporter Competition. Thanks to those of you who cast votes at npr.org.